spring has arrived, and with it the high season for New York City's bike share program. City Bike's popularity has exceeded estimates. It's approaching 100,000 annual members. But WNYC's Kate Hines says the program is in a financial hole, in part because it's successful.
For the past 10 months, this sound has become part of the sonic fabric of the city. Thousands of New Yorkers are riding and docking city bikes every day. But even though the program acts as an extension of the city's public transportation system, it gets no public funding. Back when the Bloomberg administration was setting up the bike share program, the idea was that the program's capital costs would be paid for through corporate sponsorship, and its annual operating costs would be covered by user fees and ad revenue. Here's how then-Mayor Mike Bloomberg described it back in May of 2012, when he announced that Citibank would be spending $41 million to sponsor the program.
Now, I know you are all wondering, how much is Citibike costing taxpayers? I'm glad you asked that question.
The answer? Not a penny.
Citibike won't require any city or federal tax subsidy to operate the system. I think that bears repeating. We are getting an entirely new transportation network without spending any taxpayer money. Who thought that that could be done?
It turns out that getting it done isn't so easy. The program has been plagued by bad luck, bad decision-making, and a bad winter. Here's what happened. First, faulty system software torpedoed BikeShare's initial launch, which had been planned for the summer of 2012. Then, Sandy came, destroying millions of dollars worth of equipment. That delay translated into millions of dollars worth of lost operating revenue, even as capital costs were rising. Then, when the program did launch, the problems kept coming. Software glitches continued. One of Citibike's key vendors declared bankruptcy. And the annual $95 membership fee doesn't cover the program's higher-than-anticipated operating costs. Critics say the system isn't user-friendly for tourists, whose day- and week-long passes were supposed to be more lucrative for Citibike.
Before we talk about a price increase, we need to look at a fundamental restructuring of the way the system is managed.
Paul Steely-White is the head of the advocacy group Transportation Alternatives. He was instrumental in helping to bring bike share to the city. But on the Brian Lehrer Show Friday, he said it's time to come to terms with the system's chronic problems.
You know, the system is just not performing.
Mayor Bill de Blasio says his administration is working with Citibike on how to improve the system. But the city's help will only go so far.
City budget money is not on the table, but we're open to other alternatives that might be helpful.
Translation, don't come to us with your hat in hand until you get your act together. Citibike's parent company, Portland-based Alta BikeShare, wouldn't respond to questions, such as whether it wanted to raise annual membership fees. What it did say in a written statement is that it's seeking outside investors. For WNYC, I'm Kate Hines.